Yeah, one time I walked in on Riley jacking his fucking meat.
No, it was the opposite. You want to talk about it?
Nope.
You want to talk about it?
Cut this out, motherfucker.
No, I can't now.
Cut this out.
No.
Hey.
So there was this one time.
No.
Good morrow from Romeo and Juliet's dorm room. My name is Riley.
And my name is Jolo.
And this is the start of episode 6.
Numero 6-0.
Of our freaking podcast, man.
Yee-yee.
This podcast is going to be the start of a new era of podcasts at Romeo and Juliet Studios.
Yes, me and Riley had a really deep talk for an hour about it. We had some conflicts, and like Riley usually says, communication is the best part of a relationship. So we had a really good talk, and we talked about our differences, talked about our outlook on the podcast and how it should be both of ours and like stuff like that, but
just business stuff.
So business stuff.
What we came to a conclusion is we are going to improve from now on, just our style of it. You won't see much change on your side other than the format and what we'll be doing throughout the thing, but it's mostly just the inner workings of what it's going to be.
Right. And we also realized that, like, I mean, our last podcast was kind of boring, and we think that our new layout for the podcast will kind of help in that sense.
Make it more exciting and make us get more into it, you know?
Yeah, so every podcast, we hope to start off with an activity, or if we get emails, we'll read those emails, so be sure to email us as well, so that you guys can be in the podcast as well.
And it's right off the bat, so you don't even have to, like, skip through any of it.
Exactly, you'll just hear your email if you email us, so, with that being said...
What's our emails from this week, Jolo?
Our first email is from an old friend from high school. Her name is Isabel Quilt. Riley, if you want to read this bad boy.
Yeah, she says, "Hey guys, I just wanted to say I actually look forward to when you guys post on Thursdays. I miss you guys tons. Keep doing you, BBs. Your girl, Izzy Q."
Izzy Q, thank you so much for the support and actually emailing us.
I get a notification on my phone every time I get an email, and I was like crazy about it, because I didn't even know that she would email at all or she listened. So it's
exactly.
This also emailing shows us who's out there listening, and that we're doing this for people.
Exactly.
Real people.
And like, I don't know, it's just like, even if you don't have anything to say and you just want to show us your support through the emails, it still means a lot.
Yeah, exactly, like she did too.
And it's kind of just like a little shout out to you guys, whoever emails and actually shows us support. Just feels good. Mm-hmm. And so you guys will also be known for that.
Yeah, so that was our first email. So thank you a ton, Izzy Q. Shout out to you.
Shout out, Izzy Q. Woohoo. Next email is from Riley's father.
Subject line was, "Hey, what's up?"
Question mark.
"Just wondering what mug you broke. Great podcast. I'm a fan. See you on the flippity flop."
So Riley, what mug did you break?
It was a mug from Pottery to the Paint. And what it was, if you watch the YouTube version, I'm going to put up a picture of what the mug is. So if you, it's right here.
But anyway, if you're on Spotify,
you're out of luck. I'll just describe it. It was a mug with a self-portrait I put of myself on it.
And it was a big boy mug. Yeah, it was fucking huge.
It was a mug you could like eat super chili out of.
And yeah. Now we can never have super chili.
Yeah.
Ever again.
Yeah. That was the mug. So.
Next one is also Riley's dad, and the title is Idea.
Yeah. "I'm telling ya, fake celebrity interviews would be lit. I already thought of one where you interview the queen and discover she's actually the one who first said, yas. And that's not even her best secret. Catch you on the flippity flop. All my love."
And I think that would be a great request. We already have an activity planned for this podcast, but definitely for the future podcast, even the next one. So if you guys have any ideas just like that, we definitely could do them for you guys. Mm-hmm. And that's the purpose of the email.
Yeah, we'll try it. We'll try that out next time. Thanks for emailing for a second time.
Yes.
What's our next email?
Whoa, it's a new one. It's okay. From Riley's dad.
Okay.
His title is Nice.
"Nails. Do the ladies love them? Catch you on the flippity flop. Love scent."
Very straight to the point. Do the ladies love them?
When I had my nails on, they didn't really mention them. I don't know that often.
But no. You did mention in the last podcast,
yes,
that they made you feel good. That's what matters too.
Yeah. So they're off now, but I wanted to get my nails repainted.
So any colors you guys want us?
Want me to paint my nails?
Be sure to email us. So
those were the emails sent. So thanks for everybody that emailed. EZQ, thank you. And then my dad, thank you, times three.
Next, we're going to talk more about the new era. We kind of talked about it briefly. So basically, yeah, we had a talk. And we're going to start off each podcast with emails. Then we're going to go into an activity. Then go about our weeks like we usually would do. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to end with a little topic to talk about.
Any topic at all, man.
Any topic at all. So, like, my topic is very... Because, so basically, I'm going to be doing 1 week. Riley's going to be doing 1 week. So, we both are kind of, like, involved and we both, like, are equal in situations.
Yeah.
So, the topic that I'm talking about is kind of heartfelt to my heart. And so, we both can talk about it and see each outlook on both of them. Mm-hmm. Start of a new era in Romeo and Juliet's dorm room. Yee-yee.
I'm excited. You guys are excited too.
Hopefully, if you are, email us.
Please.
We're just gonna get right into the activity. I called it Soundtrack of Our Lives. We both should come up with three songs that describe you right now and why, or maybe just like three songs that are your favorite ones and why they are right now at this time of your life, or even just your entire life in general.
Okay.
So
off the bat, this is hard.
I mean, there's a lot of
songs in the world.
Right now, a really good prominent song for me and Riley and I, at least in my perspective, is "Say So" by Doja Cat. Mm. When we would work out in the mornings, every single morning, we would start off on the speaker with good old Doja Cat, and
good way to wake up.
It is, and it's just like, I don't know, I feel like when I listen to that song a year from now, it's gonna remind me of this time in my life.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's a song that's definitely a soundtrack in our college life right now.
Particularly for me, the song, I see, okay, I'll just do all Maroon 5 songs. I see Maroon 5 songs as staples in my life. You know, because have you thought about it at all, Maroon 5? Like, at all, as a band. They've been around for generations.
They have been.
Making hits.
Honestly, no. I know they make pretty big hits and their songs are really catchy, but I've never like gotten into them.
No, but it's not even the fact of getting into them. It's just, you know, they're there, and it's just weird how their band has been like there forever. Anyway, so that's what staple points in my life. So just name any like top Maroon 5 song, and it's like a different connection to a different point in my life. So it's Sunday morning. I remember having the song Sunday Morning by Maroon 5 on my MP3 on my way to church. I'd listen to that song.
Really? How Sunday old morning. Were you?
I was probably 5th, 6th grade.
Oh my God, and it was on the day of church.
Mm-hmm, Sunday morning.
It was on literally a Sunday morning.
Which is why
morning.
I listened to it. But wow. Like, that's a staple point in my life. So, I mean, soundtrack, I would just say any Maroon 5 song is the soundtrack of my life because I can tell you a different point in my life.
Okay. Another song that kind of just pops into my head right now is Bohemian Rhapsody. Mm. Such, do you like that one? Some people hate it. It's literally a hit or miss for people.
I don't hate it, but I don't enjoy it.
Really?
No.
I love every single part of it.
It's too bad. It's too much. It's overplayed, man.
It definitely is overplayed, and that's why I hate being like, I love Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, it's so bad.
I love it.
It's just like, oh my gosh. I mean, I like the fact that it's like a ton of different rhythms, and it's like catchy, and it's good in that sense, but like in the sense of like, it's too much, man.
In the sense of just like an actual
song.
Heard it too
much.
I can see where you're coming from. But, like, the feeling it gives me, man, like, you start off really chill, and then you're just like, brum, 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 and then you're really pumped, and then you start off with a really easy ending, and it just feels so good, man.
Oh, that was good.
Thank you. I don't know how I can describe my life, though. I think it's just like...
Like, I think songs describe a point in your life, which is why I wish I could get into the whole, you know, playlist for per month of... your life, you
yeah
know.
Actually I do that every month specifically for that though,
yeah, just to like look back, because you know songs are a good way to connect yourself to emotions or like events in your life, because those, you know, it's a thing your memory can cling on to. It's very catchy and
brings back nostalgic memories.
Mm-hmm. Like just, what song was I listening to the other day where I was like, this is nostalgia? Over the Hedge. I watched Over the Hedge the other day. Have you listened to the soundtrack for
no.
that in a while?
What's the song?
But, like, it's any of the songs in there. If you listen to them, you'd be like,
Oh yeah, kind of like changes time. Reminds me of Shrek 2, but it doesn't remind me of like a part of my life, but I get what you mean.
Yeah, so if you want to know the specific song I'm talking about, look up Family of Me by Ben Folds.
That's, sing it. Sing it.
Family of Me. I don't remember how it goes.
You don't remember the title, but you don't know how the song goes?
I don't know, man.
Family of Me.
Because he's all alone. It's the beginning of the movie.
That's like you asking, what's Bohemian Rhapsody? Sing it. Bohemian Rhapsody.
I don't know. I haven't listened to it in a long time.
Was that your second choice then?
Sure.
Okay.
That's the point of my life. We were talking about, the other day, we were just talking about childhood movies on Natalie and Aspen's room.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, it's like any of the child, like, movie songs that I listened to or watched when I was a child are just going to bring you back to nostalgia anyway. So I bet if the Ratatouille song wasn't as prominent as it is on TikTok anymore,
true.
I bet that would have brought you back. And the first time I did hear it on TikTok, I was like, ah. Oh. It brought you back. And it's the same thing with the Ice Age song that I played.
Is that your third choice?
Send me on my way, yeah. I got a pretty solid stack right now.
What's your currently favorite song right now, though?
My current favorite song? Like I just turned on?
Like you've been listening to a lot of Brockhampton lately. Riley's getting kind of hipster out here.
Dude, I'm just trying to. I like listening to all different types of music, just to try to get the vibes of like different types of music. But I'd say what I'm listening to most, like recently, I don't know, The Way It Is.
The Way It Is.
That song, The Way It Is.
Sing it.
That's just the way it is.
Oh, the quote of the week that we had on the board. Yeah, we had a quote of the week.
Yeah, it was that's just the way it is, and then we changed it to your worst enemy is yourself.
Yeah, cause why did that happen? No, it was your hair. You're like, do you like my hair like this?
Oh yeah.
And I was like, yeah. I mean, not a lot of people will even notice it. I don't really see a difference. I was like, man, I think it's just because your worst enemy is yourself.
Yeah, and that's for that's like good advice for everybody out there. It's for like literally, you worry so much about what you're wearing, but if you think about it. Do you really care what other people are wearing? Like, if something's really good, you'll tell them. But, like, if they're wearing something just not that exciting, you're not going to say it's bad or it's good or anything. It's like they probably won't even notice. It's like you think more about yourself than other people will ever. And that's just life. So, yeah, your worst enemy is yourself in terms of... I didn't realize that. I almost changed today because I didn't want to go somewhere and people assume things. But they're really not going to assume anything based off of what I'm wearing.
Yeah. It's like, unless it's like really out there, you kind of have to feel self-conscious, but also people will forget about it in literally the next hour. It's literally just in the moment where like, whoa, and then that's all.
And the best advice you gave me, Drella, was like, if you wear something with confidence, then it's going to look good.
Yeah. Well, if you go up to a group of people and you're wearing a crazy fit and you're like, hey, does this look good? Then they're going to be like, yeah, you should probably do this. But if you go into a group of people and you're like, hey guys, my fit looks great. They're going to be like, okay.
And then they'll point out, they'll see the good parts of it if you think it is.
Exactly.
But if you think it's negative, then they'll see the negative parts of it. It's all about perspective.
Perspective.
Perspective. Like POV, first person, point of view. You know, like in porn.
Yeah.
That was good. I don't know, man. I'm gonna cut that out probably. It's not a good thing for like the first 10 minutes of the podcast. I don't even know why it came to my mind.
No, I understand. I was on the same track, bro. Don't worry.
From perspective to porn.
No, keep that in. Come on.
Okay, maybe at this point.
We talked about it too much. Let's just keep talking about it so that you can't cut it out. So Riley was talking about perspective and then he started talking about porn, like POV porn. Dude, like P-O-R-N, you know, pornography.
You know when it's from their point of perspective and you can actually see yourself? I can't. No, I'm done.
No, especially if the guy's brown. Shut up. And I'm sorry. We got calm down. You know, just a bunch of teenage boys. Who fucking cares?
Everybody
watches porn.
Jeez. You know what? We're going to get criticism for everything.
Yeah, so let's just talk about porn.
if you want a porn-themed podcast, email us at rjdormroom.com.
Oh man. My favorite song right now at this moment, getting back into the track, would probably have to be "Adore You" by Harry Styles. Mm. It's been out for quite some time, but I just put it in this month's playlist, and so. Oh, that was so off key. But yeah, that was the activity for this podcast. Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Talked about our soundtrack.
Lots of porn.
And in porn. I don't watch it. Okay.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, whatever.
Whatever.
Last episode, I talked about sending nudes. So, I mean, like, I'm just off the deep rails here.
Yeah, we can talk about anything at this point.
We got to be open and honest, man.
Yeah. One time I walked in on Riley jacking his fucking meat.
No, it was the opposite. You want to talk about it?
Nope.
You want to talk about it?
Cut this out, motherfucker.
No, I can't now.
Cut this out.
No.
Hey.
So there was this one time.
No.
Joel, I thought I was going to go take a shower, but really I was just going to go take a pee. So I left the room. And then I come back and the door's locked. And I'm like, oh, man. I knew what he was doing inside. So then I open the door and I just, Jolo's face, just freaking all, it's like, and it was white. His face was just straight up white because he was super embarrassed. He was super pale. He's like, I said, what you doing? And he's like, nothing. So that's my fun story with Jolo.
Yeah, it was bound to happen. At least I'm glad I locked the door, though. Sometimes I have enough confidence to just be like, fuck it.
You should always lock the door, please.
Please, I do not want to see that.
Personal preference, just lock the door. If I feel the door locked and you say, busy, I will leave.
No. You know exactly what I'm doing, though. So it's going to be like, I'm going to be doing it. I'm like,
thinking about me.
Yeah.
Bonus.
Bonus.
You can't accuse me of you walking in on me. I'm particular about when I do it.
Are you?
I'm even nervous when you go to class. I'm like, class could be canceled or it could get done early. I gotta make sure you're gone. You gotta be like gone before I even think about it.
Like out of town gone.
Yeah, that was the safest I've ever felt. I could do it for hours, man. No.
Anyways, we'll just jump into our week since we're talking about what has happened in our lives lately.
I don't even know when it happened. Okay, so Thursday, nothing really crazy happened after we recorded the podcast. We didn't have homework.
We had the deep talk.
We had our deep talk, and that was good. And whatever. But the biggest thing that happened that night was somebody stole our mannequin head after we watched The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that, bro. Come on.
Yeah, Chelsea.
Fuck off, Chelsea.
She stole our mannequin head.
I'm sorry, Chelsea. Yeah.
So that whole night, I was at a standstill. I was like, I'm not going to leave your room, Danielle's room, until they give you back the mannequin head. Mm-hmm. It was like 12:30, and they stole it at like 8 p.m.
Yeah, and I was like, fuck it, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, so eventually Joel had to come, and after they told me where it was, Joel had to come and get it, because I'm like, I'm not moving, just in case it is where they say it is.
Yeah,
well,
so
it's not
Riley,
where they say it is.
Riley had to text me, he'd be like, dude, it's in the study room, you grab it. And so I'd go to the study room, like, nada. Go back to the room. Riley would text me again and be like, dude, check again. I'd go back to the study room and be like, nada. And
yeah.
Like,
we were a little duo.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was freaking stupid, man. Don't steal people's stuff. You know, you think it's funny in high school, but it's not funny on the other person's side. It's never funny.
We stole that mannequin.
Yeah, we stole it from Walmart, so they had nothing against us. Hypothetically stole it from Walmart. But what I'm saying, what I'm saying is that it just makes me so mad throughout high school when people would steal my pencil. It's just a pencil, and it really didn't matter, but it's like, can you just give it back, man? It's not funny. It's not funny, man. And then that just makes it easier. I mean, I've stole people's stuff. It's funny, but like...
You just said it's not funny.
Like, don't do it, man. Don't keep it for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
It's too much.
It's too much.
Learn your limits.
There's this thing called Starbase, and I had a Starbase card, and you can make your name, and it was Jobot. Very old picture of me I had in my wallet, and one rehearsal in high school. People stole it, and I still don't have it to this day.
Yeah, and it sucks, doesn't it, man?
Yeah.
You want it back. You want Jobot back.
I want Jobot back. Anyways, that was Thursday night.
Friday, we went to Lamb. We had a bunch of parties.
Oh, yes.
But before that, I just hung out with Natalie and Aspen before we went to the party because Jolo was talking to his girlfriend.
Tay-Tay.
Tay-Tay. But after that, we went over to Lambda just to hang out.
Lambda's the frat that we're wanting to join.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
yeah, so after the frat, like, hangout sesh, we just went to another friend's house. That was crazy.
Coming out there, yeah.
And then we went back to Lambda. not really much to talk about at the other friend's house. Nothing too crazy.
It was pretty crazy.
But, you know, life moves on, man.
Life moves on. You say fuck
play,
it.
Play lots of Battleship.
Lots of Battleship.
Sometimes people get kicked out of parties. Sometimes people don't get kicked out of parties. Sometimes people hypothetically do actually get kicked out of parties because of false rumors. But, you know, that's all in the past.
All in the past.
And it could not have happened. You know, that's just psychology. What? Philosophy, man? Did you know turtles can't wear turtleneck sweaters?
No way.
Yes way.
That's anyway, insane.
After that party, we went back to Lambda.
Uh-huh.
And...
we hung out.
We hung out there for a little bit.
Got hella McDonald's.
Yeah. Cause
like two trips worth.
Yeah, it was late night. But McDonald's was really good. I'm just glad everybody paid for my McDonald's because I was driving that night.
There was such a sad occurrence, though. There's a guy visiting down. He just broke up with his girlfriend. And before we were going to McDonald's, there was this girl, and she was like, if you guys get me a McChicken, I'll make out with you. And so this guy was like, this is my time, bro. This is my time. So he gets an extra McChicken. We get back.
And then she doesn't come back. She doesn't get the McChicken from him because she's with another guy.
Oh, yeah. And then she was like, no, the other guy was like, hey, can you give me the McChicken so I can give it to her so she can make out with me?
Yeah.
And so he was really sad.
He's like, no. I'm going to eat it.
He gave it to me.
Yeah, he gave it to you. I drove, but you were in your zone, so I'm like, I'm not gonna take his McChicken.
That was in the zone.
Well, that was Friday night. Uh-huh. No, nothing too crazy. That was the first time we really just hung out with Lambda and felt like really good about it.
Yeah.
You know, like more comfortable after that.
It wasn't a party. It literally was just the bros hanging out.
Yeah, it was nice. Saturday, I went to Sioux Falls. This is where our paths kind of not cross anymore. But that I went to Sioux Falls for the 1-Act State Competition, so shout out to everybody in the 1-Act this year. That's people I know specifically that listen to this podcast that are in it. Skyler, Austin, Peyton, shout out to you guys.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause we for sure know you guys listen to it.
Yeah.
Hopefully. We're not leaving
if you
anyone
don't, this
else
is
out.
Very awkward.
Yeah.
But, and then I had a nice lunch with Kaylin at IHOP, and then I went back, baked some cookies, and watched Over the Hedge with Natalie and Aspen.
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah.
Solid.
That's why I got the nostalgia, and that's why I started listening to the songs again. But yeah, movie I'd recommend this week, Over the Hedge. Rewatch it. Really good. Really
I've never
you
watched
feels.
It.
It gets you in the feels. We should watch it again.
Okay.
Pretty good. Main character's name is RJ. That's how I connect to it.
Oh, Riley James.
Yeah.
You start crying. Well, yeah, congrats to the 1-Act.
What was your Saturday?
People.
What was your Saturday like, man?
My Saturday, I drove down to Lincoln with Adriana.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a fun ride. We sang some musicals and whatnot. Then I got to Lincoln, surprised Taylor because I got there a little early. Didn't really surprise her because she saw my snap maps. And we just hung out.
You finished Harry Potter.
No, we finished the second to last movie on Saturday. We got Canes for the first time. I got Canes for the first time. Went around, got Domino's, had a good night. And then on Sunday, we actually finished the last movie, which was insane because, fun fact, one of her lifetime bucket list, like one of the things on her lifetime bucket list was to finish Harry Potter.
Oh,
so we did that.
It's
mm-hmm.
an easy bucket list item.
It's a lot of time.
Tell her to ship up or shape out, okay?
Okay. She's listening to me.
Yeah, so then Sunday, you already said party or Sunday, but that morning I just hung out. Then I went and got brunch with Natalie, and then we hung out that night and watched Back to the Future.
Lots of movie watching.
Yeah, this weekend. I love watching movies, so I'm fine with that. But
with Natalie?
And with anybody, man. Come on, man. I don't want to talk about it. But yeah, so Back to the Future, another movie I'd recommend. It's been my favorite for a long time. It's definitely top five. I'd say.
Also, I've never seen that one.
Number two or number three, but... My number one you really love, so I think you'll love
Good Will Hunting
too.
Good Will Hunting is a really good movie, guys.
Back to the Future is a movie you gotta watch over and over again to really appreciate the script and the writing and the acting in it.
Mm-hmm.
But really good movie. What was your Sunday night like?
Drove back with Adriana on Sunday, helped her with her test, her art history test, so that was fun. And then got back and me and Riley were kind of dead. That was an eventful Sunday night.
Yeah, so Monday,
nothing crazy happened that night.
Also, I was really sad on Sunday, too.
Oh, why?
Because I left Hey Girl.
Oh. Cool beans. Monday, nothing crazy happened. We went to Walmart. Sociology, was that
Monday? Oh, yes. Monday, we went to Walmart to take pictures for my sociology assignment. So that was fun.
Yeah.
That was on my Instagram.
Follow his Instagram at Jolo1725.
Correctamendo.
Before we went to Walmart, we did something big. Anyway, homework. I finished the night with doing homework with Aspen in the face mask.
Oh, yeah.
But...
Do you want to talk about...
Yeah, well, let's just talk about it now.
Yeah.
So, Monday, we had a chapter meeting with Lambda, and we were actually late to it because we completely forgot we had a meeting with Lambda.
Because I had rehearsal right beforehand, too.
And I was just doing homework. We just spaced the fact that we had a meeting.
Yeah.
But when we got there, the meeting proceeded, and then they told us that we're being really secretive, and then, like, really, you have to come to this meeting. We were like, okay, fine, we'll come to this meeting.
And they were like, go talk to Tate. Yeah,
go talk to Tate after the meeting was over. And I'm like, okay, fine, we'll talk to Tate. We thought it would be about, an event or something.
Well, he's he's also the recruiter.
Yeah, I forget that sometimes now, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, so they took us up to his room not saying anything, which is really weird, the fact they weren't saying anything. But, yeah, they went to us from the room, they closed the door, and they were like, hey, so you guys...
Be a part of Lambda.
You got bids, which means they want us to be a part of their frat.
Mm-hmm.
And all we had to do was sign a paper and accept, so...
Exciting news.
We signed the paper, and we're a part of Lambda Chi Alpha.
Brotherhood.
At USD. Really good.
I honestly didn't expect that. We basically were just like, all right, let's just fucking sign this piece of paper and join a frat.
Yeah, that was a goal of me. That was one of my bucket list items when we were talking about it.
Oh, being in a frat?
Being a frat.
Really?
Yeah, it's like something you can never do again, so it's like you have to do it.
Yeah, I wasn't too excited about the idea, but as I hung out with them more and realized that, like, it's a really good opportunity to actually, like, do, like, volunteer stuff and actually, like, make new friends and create brothers, as a frat would say.
It's a great experience to have in terms of, you know, a college experience.
For sure.
But, yeah, so that's the big news of the week. We are officially part of Lambda Chi Alpha.
We are officially frat boys.
Yes. Clickbait!
And then afterwards, we had dinner with them.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Tuesday night was bachelor night. That's all I got written down. Bachelor's
crazy ass night.
Crazier and crazier.
We're down to the top four.
Yeah, man.
Did not expect Kelly to go home.
Yeah, Kelly was a favorite. I literally, when me and Ken were driving back, I was like, I could see Kelly marrying him and then Madison being the next bachelorette.
Really?
Yeah, because Kelly and him would just get along, you know?
Dude, I bet you Hannah Ann's gonna be the next bachelorette.
I would hate that.
That's true. It has to be someone you like.
It has to be somebody you like, yeah.
And otherwise, no, I don't like anyone else besides Madison.
Which is why it's gonna be... It's a risky season.
Fuck. Because they're not gonna want to put Kelsey or Victoria F or Hannah Ann. Maybe Hannah Ann.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe Hannah Ann wins or somebody comes... And marries him out of the blue, which is why he was crying at the end.
Something's gotta happen.
But, like, I think Madison is gonna be the next bachelorette. That's just my opinion.
I think Madison's gonna win it all.
No, I don't think Peter. They're gonna get married.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a competition, man. That's actual people.
Sorry.
But yeah, that's bad. Tuesday, bachelor night, whatever.
Preach.
Wednesday, all I did that last night, which was last night for us, but it was Wednesday. I just finished The Mandalorian with Natalie.
Yeah.
Crazy ending. I watched the beginning when it was coming out each week, but then I just never watched the last two episodes because my life got busy, and then I finally got around to it, and they're really good, man. Baby Yoda cute.
Baby Yoda is cute.
That's all I gotta say. Baby Yoda cute.
Baby Yoda is really cute.
Yeah.
I've never seen Star Wars.
But you saw Baby, yeah. Now you can understand why people are like, he's cute. he's a little shrimp walking around.
Hot.
Yeah, he's kind of bite your lip kind of worthy. What did you do last night, though?
Oh, me and Riley and I, fucking idiot, sorry, Jolo. We went to dinner with Adriana, and then I went to rehearsal and rehearsed, and then came back and did hella homework. I had to memorize a monologue from Ratatouille.
Mm.
And study for a sociology test, which I think I did pretty well on.
Wow.
Today.
Good. And you said the monologue went well, so you're all good.
Yeah, literally the two things I was stressing about were the test and the monologue, and now I'm chilling.
Good.
But...
That was our weeks, guys.
That was our week.
Ooh, yeah, both of our week
weeks. In one cumulative week. Both of our weeks.
Yeah.
To make one week that we talk about now.
Yeah.
Or then. We talked about then.
Yeah. Past tense. Just leave all of this. Okay. So that was our weekly update. Now we're going to talk about a little bit. I have two topics.
Yeah, I include this segment. Brief look into Riley's love life.
Wow, wow.
Nothing really crazy is happening, guys. Nothing.
Riley's mellowing down.
Yeah, I'm good. It's good that way.
Do you still feel lonely, though? Are you getting happy, like, just being by yourself?
I'm never going to be happy by myself.
That was kind of deep.
Just kidding. I bet I can get to that point in my life, but I've always had the impression that I told you this too, and I told it to my sister all the time, but I'm like, I work way better in a relationship. My character is built for a relationship.
Gotcha.
I function really well in a relationship just because I love caring for somebody. If there's nobody for me to care for, then it's like, what's the point of living, man?
Jesus.
But yeah, I'm mellowing out. I'm not searching. It's my mom gave me some really good advice, and she's like, just go with the flow, and if somebody comes along, they come along.
That's what I'm saying. Don't go searching. Love will come.
So it's like, I will. I mean, you got to shoot your shot occasionally, but don't be down about it. Don't go searching.
But download a Tinder, though.
But if something... shut up. But if something happens, take the opportunity.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to see about a girl.
Goodwill Hunting. Teardrop.
But yeah, that's the look in my love life. Nothing's really changed. Things are progressing with Chelsea's set me up with that girl.
Oh, yeah. Have you guys been snapping?
Yep. We're still snapping. We're still talking.
Still sending nudes?
Yes. No, we're both pretty busy, so it's not like all the time, but
still there.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it gets better.
Yeah.
Or maybe just like maybe your love life will soon be yourself.
Yeah. I do love myself. I mean, there's always... I could talk about every single girl I see or every single interaction that I'm like, this could be something. But, like, there's no reason
to. Dude, you should be on The Bachelor.
I really want to.
That's what Peter says every episode. I can truly see every single one of these girls to be my wife one day.
Dude, you could. All you have to do is think about it, man. And you're like, she's going to be the one, man. I was paired up with somebody in Logic today. And then she actually looked interested in me. I was like, you're reading an article about Nicki Minaj right now that I gave you.
Do you want to get married?
Yeah. She was interested, and she was actually laughing at my jokes, which was weird.
Cause I was just not used to that.
I was super awkward. I'm like, I was not. I was like, come on, man. I mean, she was there. I saw her the first day of class. But it's like being paired up. I thought she would not care. She looks like the type to, like, you know, not be interested in a relationship. You know what I mean? Like,
but she flirted with you.
Very back offish. But it's like, oh.
Oh.
Okay, man. But like, I could talk about that stuff. But there's no reason to. It's just going with the flow. And if something happens, then I'll backtrack and talk about that person.
Yeah.
Our first interactions and stuff.
Next topic.
That was the segment.
That was the segment of Riley's love life.
Brief look into my love life.
So I wanted to talk about the standing broom epidemic.
Huh?
The standing broom.
Oh, broom?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
That's insane.
What do you mean?
I just, like, I don't know, how are, like, as a fucking world, like, how are we just now finding out that you can stand a broom? You know?
I knew about it. You knew about it, to me.
Before the broom, yeah. Before the trend, though.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Really?
Could happen.
Really?
Yeah. That's insane.
You've never, like, tried to stand up a broom by itself?
No.
You must have never been bored at work, then. Because that's what I did, like, within the first 2 weeks of working at Jimmy John's. Yes! If you didn't see that on the podcast, I tried to mimic standing a broom, and then I
that was probably so funny for the viewers, because they just had like 2 seconds worth of silence, and then yes.
Yeah, but like, if you try to stand a broom, it's a very good accomplishment when it stands by itself, both because it looks cool and it's like, I did that.
Yeah, it is crazy though. I tweeted something. I was like, the broom has been around for so long, and we are just now finding out that we don't have to put it in a corner just for it to fall down, but we could just balance it in the middle of a room.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
You can do it everything.
Riley's trying to balance
a banana.
Archway up. It's archway, arching
so
up.
It's like an arch.
Oh,
but if you balance it, you're going to be like, wow. You can balance anything. Everything has a center of gravity. if you, my dad's a physics teacher, so I knew this, but everything has a center of gravity, so you just got to find that center of gravity to balance things. I did it a lot growing up because I would play with like my action figures and I try to get them to stand in like cool positions. So I like always would just sit, move their legs, move their arms, so they'd find that center of balance and just look cool, you know.
Something. Do you think if you had a boner and like you think you would like balance like your whole body if like you planked on the ground?
What?
Like say you have a boner and you lay face down, will you balance on it?
It depends.
I don't think people have the strength in their penis to do that as well.
Break. It's just, even if a girl is bouncing on you and then she falls on it, it breaks.
Yeah, gotcha. Break.
I am going to balance this banana. But
dude, it's not going to work.
You, why do you hug this banana around? First of all, it's getting brown.
What's wrong with brown?
I'm just saying, are you trying to make banana bread or something? Why do you have this banana
stone? Is that what you use?
Yeah, you use like brown bananas.
Oh, really?
Banana bread, yeah. Huh? Which is why people just keep bananas and then wait till they turn brown and then
put them in
banana
the
bread.
Shit.
We should make banana bread sometime.
Okay.
I didn't do it.
Nope.
I gave up. We're recording a podcast.
But yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to talk about that briefly.
Yeah. It's a dumb trend, man.
I think it's a dumb trend, but it's like...
It's kind of funny, though.
It's crazy to think about what turns into trends. Like, it's so stupid, but like, why?
That's what I'm going... That's my major, man.
Communications or trends?
Communications.
Oh.
But with communications, that comes with social media and why things trend and how they trend.
Well, it's like I can kind of compare it to like water bottle flipping.
Mm-hmm.
Like people have probably flipped a water bottle before it got popular, and they're like, "Whoa, that's cool!" But like, why did it become a trend?
Because it's relatable.
Yeah, and everybody has brooms.
Everybody has a broom. Everybody has a water bottle, and everybody, like most people, have tried flipping it or have tried standing it by themselves.
Gotcha.
And I guarantee you, you're in like a minority by not having tried standing it, because I bet everybody gets bored at work and tried what I tried doing, standing it by itself.
Well, that's just like...
It's like coming together as a community to like be like, yo, we all do the same thing.
Yeah, so it's like when I saw it, like when I saw the trend like going up, I wanted to get a broom and video it and stand it up and show everyone too. And like all of the group chats that I was in, they were sending the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's like all of us were like, dude, this is happening. Like, it was crazy.
But you can do that with anything. It's just trying to find the right thing that everybody's going to connect with at a certain day.
Yeah, and have like a good reaction to.
If I think of something relatable, like right now, and I send it somewhere, and people are going to be like, I do that. You know, that's what memes are. That's why memes are so famous, because they're all relatable.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Damn, communications major right here. Oh, another thing that happened. Me and Riley failed our psychology test.
Just cut this out. You're kidding. It's okay, Mom.
We're okay. We're gonna go to study sessions for psychology. Riley got.
Really call me out there. I'm gonna blur it out. I'm gonna be like. And then I'll insert that audio over where you just said it.
No.
And the listeners are gonna be like, that's funny, man.
I only got 2 points above you.
Yeah.
Which means I'm just way better than you.
Wow, man. Wow. But yeah, college is hard, man.
Well, it's like that the day of the test, I was like, Riley was like, dude, the test's today. And I was like, fuck, did you study? And he was like, a little bit. I was like, okay, I'll study a little bit too. And then we failed.
it was an exam, and we just need to focus.
Yeah, we do.
It's like that, but that class, I don't like lecture classes because like, I don't feel engaged.
Exactly. I just don't feel like I learned anything. Today in psychology, we both were on our phones.
Yeah. Sorry, Mom. I took the notes before class. I know what the subject material is. Mom, please don't hurt me right now.
Manny's mom listens to the podcast, by the way.
Yeah. So, sorry. But, you know, sometimes lecture classes are boring, Mom. If I know what she's talking about, I don't need to listen. And I'm in college right now, Mom. You can't get me. But as long as I get good on my exam, Mom, it's all going to be good.
The next one, at least.
Yeah.
Because you did really bad on this last one.
Shut up. It's no biggie, though.
Yeah.
Is that all you want to say? You just want to roast me on the podcast? Is that what you wanted to bring up, man? You just wanted to be like, hey, Riley got a bad grade on his pathology exam.
No. Okay, next topic. Like I said, this topic is like dear to my heart, and I know it's like quirky and shit, but I really just wanted to talk about David Dobrik.
Go for it. We both really like him.
Exactly. That's why I wanted to talk about it. Mm-hmm. He's killing it, man.
I have something controversial that I want to say.
Okay. Let me. He just got on Jimmy Fallon. One of like a handful of YouTubers get on Jimmy Fallon, and he's on there.
It all started with the rise of him hosting like the Nickelodeon Choice Awards.
Oh yes, he hosted stuff.
And then he's hosted the other one. He's yeah.
Literally based off of the YouTube videos that he creates.
Yeah, and now he was like a judge on America's Most Musical Family or whatever.
Oh yes.
So yeah, he's moving into the TV era.
And he like, I don't know, it's just like his wit, I don't know, he inspires me a lot just to be like, I don't know, his wit is there and he's just like really easygoing, really funny. It's like he doesn't take anything seriously.
He's humble too.
Yeah, exactly. I'm also really sexy and humble. Thanks.
I saw that comment on your
Instagram.
Yeah.
Where a girl was like, you're my role model, and I was like, yeah, I'm also really cute and funny and fun, but mostly humble.
And I was like, I don't think she got the joke at all within that cute fly.
Another girl posted, so on my Instagram I posted, gonna dye my hair gray before it starts turning gray from all the stress, and a girl commented, please use developer. If you can use this hair dye, it's just it will hurt your hair a lot, just use developer. I'm sure it'll look good though.
I love people that just can't find humor, and I think that's the funniest thing, that they just don't understand what the humor, they take everything super seriously.
Well, it sucks sometimes because like sometimes like I say really fucking like fucked up shit like as a joke, like when someone steps on my jacket I'm like, well please don't do that again, like can you just make sure that doesn't happen? And people just are so sensitive and just so like take everything so seriously nowadays. You know,
just
sucks.
You know, assume it in life, just assume everything is a joke unless stated twice.
True. So if someone's like, I'm gonna shoot you.
No, seriously, I'm gonna shoot you.
And then that's
oh, okay. Or anything, it's like, dude, you got me pregnant.
Okay, I got you pregnant.
No, seriously, dude, I'm pregnant.
Are you serious?
It works.
Dude.
Wow. But that's just the advice from us today.
Don't take shit so seriously, especially if it's from Riley and I.
Yeah.
Unless we state it twice.
Yeah, I was nervous about wearing the shirt just because, I'm wearing a crew neck that says, this is what the greatest fisherman looks like. I don't fish at all. That's not my scene.
But people might.
But yeah, people might just assume that I fish. And that's just, I don't know.
I don't want people thinking that.
I don't want people to assume I fish, but I think it's also very funny if they just assume I fish.
Yeah.
And like, if somebody comes up to me and actually starts talking about fish, I'm going to be like, yeah, man. This is what the greatest fisherman looks like. Yeah. And I would find that so funny. But it's like, I got so nervous wearing it because I'm like, I don't want people to assume. But like, you just got to say,
fuck it.
Don't care.
Don't care. Say, don't fucking care. I don't know how we got into this topic, but yeah, David Dobrik's pretty cool. I just wanted to talk to him very briefly.
Oh, well, yeah, I'll talk. Well, I'll say
my what was your... Yeah.
I think I'm worried for him. I hope he doesn't stray from what he came from.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't want his video qualities to go down because I like him because he's relatable, and I feel like I could be in his friend group. But if his life becomes more unrelatable, then, like, he's like... I think he's talked about this worry, too. It's like, if he's hanging out with celebrities, it's fine, because he still gets excited to hang out with celebrities like anybody would. But if he just becomes... I don't know. It's a focus of, like, a judge on a competition show problems kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, something people can't relate to, then it's just going to become too much to watch, you know?
I totally agree, and I'm scared that he's just going to, like, stray away from YouTube because he's talked about, like, quitting already and how he's, like, gone from 3 videos a week to 2.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm scared that he's just going to stop doing YouTube as a whole eventually.
Because if he does that, I'm like, my opinion, I don't think he's popular enough to maintain if he doesn't have a YouTube.
His merch is probably popular enough, but...
But, yeah. I mean, like, his financially, he'll do fine. But
yeah.
But, like, popularity, he won't get any more popular. He'll probably decline if he gets...
For sure,
if
yeah.
he doesn't do his YouTube anymore. Because people are going to be like, who is he? Why is he important? And you can't say, because he's a judge on America's Most Musical Family.
Yeah, exactly.
What people say is because he's a YouTuber. And if he gets rid of the YouTube part of what makes him famous, then what's even the point?
Yeah. You know what's crazy, though? Logan Paul, since he's been back on YouTube, speculations have said that he's trying to go for the David Dobrik style because he's killing it on YouTube. He's made fun of David Dobrik.
Oh, Logan Paul?
Yeah.
He's going for the David Dobrik style?
Well, yeah, because he's doing so good, and his videos are so good because it's just, like, all funny, 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 like, montage, 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 just, like, a great life. And Logan Paul, I can do that.
Yeah.
Like, he can go for that editing style, and he has...
Well, he started on Vine, Logan Paul did, so he's already used to the... the bits and stuff like that.
Well, so did David Dobrik, too.
Yeah, which is why I think Logan Paul could pull it off. But mm-hmm. it's like the fact of whether his comedy is relatable on a wide spectrum. Because
it also has to do with the Vlog Squad. It's yeah. like everyone in the Vlog Squad has YouTube channels. So like when they show up in David's vlogs,
you want to watch more of that particular person mm-hmm. if you like them. Like I like watching, I like Jason a lot. Jason's my favorite. Just because I relate to him the most. Which is weird.
I like his videos too, just because it's like it's not so cutty uppy. It's all.
It's not even like that. I like his videos the most. I like him as a person the most. Just because.
Oh really?
I relate to him the most. That's what I'm saying. I relate to him the most. I think it's really funny, and I like his sense of humor the most.
Mm-hmm.
Like whenever he says something, I will laugh. I know, no doubt.
He's so good. But like improv wise, mm-hmm. he's really good.
Yeah. So I will watch his videos just because I think it's funny and I admire his lifestyle and how he views things, but.
But, like, with Logan Paul, he doesn't have...
He doesn't have a good...
squad, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, and it's not even, like, a good squad. He doesn't have a good following behind him, like, a good positive following behind him.
Yeah, whereas David had, like, no beef. I mean, except for, like, Trisha. But even then, people still had David's back.
The fact that he doesn't have any controversies is really good on his side.
Well, yeah, he always ignores it all. It's like, even if there is controversy, just doesn't bring it up, really. Yeah,
and he finds good crowds, too. Like, all the celebrities he hangs out with also don't have a lot of controversy.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do, he brings it up. He makes it self-aware, which I admire as well.
Yeah.
Like, the subtle way he did it with Justin Bieber is, like, nobody was liking his song Yummy when Justin Bieber was in his vlog.
Uh-huh.
And then a guy brought up the song Yummy.
Yeah, I just watched that vlog today.
Yeah, David Dobrik kept it in and saw Justin react to it. So he made this controversy into a very playful thing.
Exactly.
But he hangs out with like Charlie Puth and Howie Mandel, who have like no controversy surrounding mm-hmm. those two. I mean,
he's a genius.
But like, yeah, he's really good in what he does, and I admire him. But I hope he doesn't stray from being the relatable person that we fell in love with.
Because I still love watching his old vlogs, and I'm like, this is still like just as good, if not better, than like the new ones sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know which vlog it was, but there was one vlog I watched. It was one of the first weeks we were here, and I think I talked to you about it. I'm like, it was not very good. It was like, it was funny part. It was the one with Pussycat Dolls.
Oh, yeah, I don't really like that one either.
It's not very good. I'm like, I hope this streak does not continue.
Exactly. It's like, even...
It wasn't what he put in there. It was the fact that it didn't feel...
David, it just didn't feel relatable.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, that's why I love watching the old ones, because it's just them hanging out and fun, fun like, talking bits and mm-hmm. fun, like, jokes and stuff. That's all it is. It's
yeah. Like, and with celebrities, it should be like that as well. Like, I like... My favorite vlog is the one where he's with Charlie Puth and Wayne Brady. I told you that.
Oh, yeah.
But just because he doesn't, like, talk on the fact that they are what they are. He's just hanging out with two dudes.
Exactly. And they're just singing
songs. That's all it is. He doesn't say...
Well, he records them as if, like, the viewers are, like, their friends as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't know. Just a big tangent on David Dobrik. I have a lot of thoughts about him, but those are just
That's all it is. I just hope he doesn't become unrelatable. So I think... He's in a rough spot because he's like, it's good to get your brand out there, your name out there to like the Kelly Clarkson show and like the Jimmy Fallon, which is a big one. But like, don't let that interrupt what you already got going.
Or what made you. I think we should end off there for that topic.
Yeah. Do you got any rants for this week?
Honestly, this was probably the most stressful week of college so far. Didn't get much sleep. But other than that, I'm just ready for spring break already.
There's a 3-day weekend this weekend.
Yeah, and my I don't know if you guys know Dalton, but my best friend Dalton's coming down tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's gonna be fun.
He's gonna hang out. Maybe stories to come.
He's bringing his PS4. We're gonna play Call of Duty.
Wow.
Yeah.
That does sound exciting. But
any rants for you?
Nope. I have nothing that crazy. It's people just need to stop being dumb. Don't be dumb.
Okay. No context? Or
don't be dumb, okay?
Don't
be dumb.
Any, like, motivation behind that?
Just don't be dumb, okay?
Is there another person that was dumb?
Like, okay, so first off, like, when somebody just goes to the bathroom, don't assume they're taking a shower. So when I come back and I see the door locked... Anyway, that's where we'll leave it off, guys.
Okay. Be sure to hit us with the email so we can read your emails at the beginning of each podcast. Riley, do you want to give off the email?
The letter R, the letter J, dormroom@gmail.com. And follow Jolo on TikTok at justjolo, J-U-S, Jolo. And then follow me on Instagram at Riley_Riggles, R-I-G-G-L-E-S.
And yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
See you on the flippity flop. Deuces. This is Yummy.
Bye. By Justin Bieber.
Yeah, you got that yummy, 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 yummy.
Yeah, you got that yummy, 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 yummy.
Say the word on my way. Yeah, babe.
Yeah, babe.
Yeah, babe.
Any night.
Any day. Say the word on my way. Yeah, babe.
Yeah, babe.
Yeah, babe. In the morning or late. Say the word on my way.